Well, before arriving in Africa, Pope Benedict spoke briefly about some of the problems facing the continent. Among other things, the Pope said the Church cannot remain silent in the face of corruption and the abuse of power. The majority of African countries have suffered from corruption since independence. The corruption can range from petty bribe-taking to multi-million dollar transfers of funds from high-ranking government officials. The International Development Law Organization's representative for sub-Saharan Africa, Johannes Kasahun, told us that religious organizations have a large role to play in stopping corruption in Africa.
Certainly, I mean, the church can have always a role, I mean, from both ends, because those senior officials in the government are also very strong church attendees. When they come out, I mean, there is this... deals which are normal. I mean, it's to get, I mean, through a traffic, I mean, you can give and then make, I mean, your traffic stop and then you pass. What is this? Is this part of the training? No, it is. It could be curbed by a campaign which those people who are going to the mosques or to the churches could be given or guided that these types are also part of, I mean, their religious beliefs, why they are coming. They have to have certain standard of living. And that is part of what we hear, I mean, the churches. And these churches, they have to translate this, because those people who are going to the churches are those people exactly whom we are talking about. But the church can take leadership on this, spiritual leadership, which most of, at least the majority of those churchgoers definitely listen